Hello.
Hey, Devin. Dan Nelson, Local Splash.
Hey, Dan, hang on 1 second.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Where are they? I don't know where they are. No, I don't. Okay, go upstairs. Hello?
Yes, sir. So the next part we are on, how far do you want to target? Like, how far north are you going, first off?
Nowhere. I just want to stay, like, in the 94080 to the 94010 for now.
9480. Say it one more time.
94080.
Okay.
To 94010.
Got it. Okay.
So I had a couple questions first. So you were saying it's a month-to-month thing, right?
Correct.
And
yes,
so hold on. Let me pull up this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my questions is what happens – so let's say we're, you know, 12 months down the road and I don't want to use the service anymore or whatever the case may be for whatever reason. What happens to the website that gets created?
So the website, you have two options if you were to cancel at any point in time because there's no contracts. You could either pay $49 a month for us to continue hosting the website. That means like maintaining it, keeping it up and running. Or you could pay $99 to buy the website out, and then you have to host and maintain it yourself.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Okay. Also, just to expand on that question too, if you were to leave us at any point in time, all the listings we created for you, you keep all of that because we make you the owner of it. We would just take ourselves off as manager on your Google, Bing, Apple, Yahoo, and Meta page.
Got it. And now let's say 6 months into it, we want to downgrade the package, which I guess would mean removing the Facebook ads, let's say, or something like that.
You can downgrade or upgrade at any point in time. So you're not, like, locked into your package. You could always change it.
Okay, got it. And once we get this the account basically ready, when will you guys be expecting payment?
Okay, so payments due at startup. So day one, the $299 would be due today to get it rolling.
Got it.
And then your results, while we're on the subject, right? Day one at sign up, you'll have access to your dashboard. So your tracking and reporting system. 7 to 10 days from startup, all your listings will be done. Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Meta, and Yelp too, if you want to create a Yelp listing. 7 to 14 days from sign up, your Google listing will be fully optimized. Your social media ads will be running, and your custom website design will be up and running.
Okay, got it. And that's how many days?
7 to 14 days.
I want 14 days. Okay, got it.
Okay. Good questions.
well,
I was going to get into all that,
sure.
Too. Yeah, we walked you through
your
invoice and stuff, so it's cool we're hitting it now, though.
Okay. So let's go ahead then and set our day one to be... Let's go ahead and set our day one to be the 25th.
Okay. So 1 week from today, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And just so
the
you know.
The 25th, and we can do that.
Just so you know, too, your billing will be on the day you start. So it's not like you only get like a week worth of service. it'll be on the 25th of each month, basically, is how it'll work.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
So 25th. Is that like a general date or something?
It's whenever you start. So like today, let's say we got it rolling today on the 18th, then your billing would be on the 18th.
Got it. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So,
okay, got it. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So 10:25, we're starting. And then let me see. So what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to set it for a post date next Friday. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll secure billing still. It won't process till Friday. I still request verification, and then we're going to schedule the client interview too on Friday after it's activated. And that's where they go over like your keywords, your website, your social media ads, et cetera. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
basically after I pay, I'll be in limbo for 14 days.
Yeah, you know, so our timelines, right, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. So a lot of times, the website and everything's up in 6 days, but what you get in writing is 7 to 14 days. Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Okay.
All right. So,
and what else goes on during this 14 days? So it's just you guys are building the website, basically.
Correct.
Or whatever the case is.
The very first step is your client interview, right? Like, you want to be at that so we can make sure we have the right keywords for you. They'll have a questionnaire on your business, too, like if you have a slogan, main goal for your clients. This is so we can write everything correctly, okay?
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen, you'll have access to your dashboard, right, activation. Day one, you're going to want to start getting your photos to us, okay? If you don't have photos yet because it's brand new, we can use stock photos, okay?
Okay.
And what we do is we send those to you, get your approval, like, yeah, use those. And obviously from this service, you'll get more jobs. So I highly encourage all of you guys to make sure you're taking photos and uploading them to your dashboard. That way we can use your photos on your website and all your
And
photos.
Is that something that that's done through like an app that you guys have or what?
Correct. So we have an app, and we have where you could go through your browser, so whichever you prefer, but you'll have your own unique login username and your own unique password, right, that you could sign into any time of the day or night. So what I recommend is while you're on the job, right, take a picture with your smartphone, right?
Yeah.
And then just log into your dashboard and bam, upload it, and then we're going to upload it automatically to all your listings. You know?
Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay. Good question.
Okay, got it.
Okay. And just to clarify, so we're starting this next Friday, right? So that's when you're
next
ready.
Next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next
Friday.
Wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, I just have some other things going on right now with some lead generators and other things like that we're trying to, dial in. I don't want all this money getting mingled up and coming out on the same day and all the, it's just easier for my,
yeah, that makes
my mind.
Me, brother.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to put it in for next Friday. I have the service area. Services, again, for this company. So it's window cleaning, pressure washing, gutter cleaning, right, are the main ones?
Solar panel cleaning.
Solar panel cleaning, got it.
Hauling.
Okay, junk hauling?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Holiday lighting.
Holiday light, that's a great one. Okay.
Window cleaning.
Got that one.
And yard cleanups.
Yard cleanups, got it. So like lawn care, right?
Kind of, more so like overgrowth or...
Okay.
You know, like a yard that hasn't been maintained in months.
Got it. Yeah, I see those around
so
my
like
block.
We would do that. Yeah, so like we would do the initial cleaning, and then if they didn't have a, so that company would do the initial cleaning, and then if they didn't have a monthly, if they didn't have a monthly service provider, I would move them over to our sister company.
Got it. Okay. Good. Do you want to link your sister company on the website too, or?
No, not yet.
Okay. Got it. If
I want to kind of keep, I'm keeping everything separate. So like I'm doing, like with the new company, like I'm talking about as well, I'm talking with some lead generators and XYZ. So I want to keep everything completely separate to actually see which providers are working the best.
Right. Is the flip phone getting the most calls or the smartphone?
Yeah. And then once I determine that, then I can go ahead and like move everything, you know, to one.
Right.
One kind of, you know, company or whatever it is.
I have a feeling Full Season Services is going to be on a iPhone 16 pretty soon, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
All All right. So, let me see. And then I have both number. I just put your 415 as the cell phone on file. That way, you know, that's the one we text, but I have the 650 okay. is the number we're branding and stuff. Okay. For the,
season. Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me jump over here to do, okay. So billing, is it your name, the business name on the card? Like, how does it read?
Business name, but it's going to be the holding company, basically.
Okay, got it. So it's the sister company, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the company name for that one?
Allodial, Allodial.
Mm-hmm.
Services.
Okay. Got it. Thank you for spelling that, too. I would have butchered it.
Yeah, no worries.
And you said your last name is G-U-J-R-A-L, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. Billing address is the same, 11 Spruce Street?
Good question.
Right.
No, I think it's different. Let me check. Give me a second. Any other questions?
No, that's it. And then I'll just need the card information after. Once you check the billing
address.
Okay,
one second. Statements. Always changing around these damn apps.
For sure.
Statements. Anyway.
Remember when there was no apps? You know, it was all smartphones.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, dumb phones, you know?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I remember fighting my sister for the phone, you know, the house phone. Like,
right?
Phone, man.
Right? Long gone.
Yeah.
That's wrong account. Shit. Why can't
I got
that
iPhone 16 Pro Max or whatever. And they say, like, Apple Intelligence. I don't even know what that thing does, you know? It's just, like, it just seems like another smartphone to me, you know? Like,
yeah, no one's actually using the, quote-unquote, abilities that the phones actually have.
Yeah, I don't really,
I
gotta take, like, a class on it or something. Like, I'm not really sure.
Well, yeah, and, like, who really has time to do that? Like, go
yeah,
to the Apple Store for a class on how to use a phone.
Exactly, man. Because I do this. You know, I coach high school football after work, right?
Oh, nice.
And I got my kid. You know, so it's like, you know, when am I going to go to an iPhone class, you know?
Right. Okay, so this address is 533 Airport Boulevard.
533 Airport Boulevard. Okay.
Suite 400.
Suite 400. Okay. And let me see. That's in, let's see if I say
this
right. Burlingame. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. So let me update this. Suite 400. And just to clarify, too, so this is the billing address, but the business, right, you want it submitted to the 11 Spruce Street, right, in Millbrae?
No, same address.
Oh, same address. Okay, I'm glad I asked. Let me change that over right now, too. Okay, here we go. I thought I was...
Yeah, I don't even know how you guys got that address.
I don't know either, man. It's crazy how they find all this stuff. It came over to me. It was already in here, you know? So I'm not sure where they pulled it from. All right. So change it. Da-da-da. Burlingame. All right. Got it. And that's 94010, right? Is the zip there?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Just making sure. All right, and the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
This is a Visa.
All right. Again, we're not charging anything. That won't be till Friday. I'm just carrying the billing info. Okay?
Perfect.
Ready for that card number when you are.
4427.
Mm-hmm.
4270.
Okay.
8031.
Mm-hmm.
2236.
All right. Expiration?
0729.
All right. And the CVC code. 433. All right. So I'm coding out the card. I'm going to assign the package to a technician right now.
Okay.
And again, this won't bill till Friday of next week, and I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment too in a second. I do have to read a voice verification to you. Heads up on this. It will ask you a few questions already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Full Season Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Evan Gujral, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup is post-dated for October 25th on Friday. That's going to be in the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package. Okay. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $299.
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot.
No worries. I'm going to ask you one more question. Frickin' hell, it slipped my mind. So there's no extra setup fees or anything like that, right?
No,
just
the
sole $2.99 per month.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
No lead fees, click fees, no surprise charges at all. Promise you.
Okay.
Okay.
And then with the Facebook ads.
Go ahead.
That's going to be ran through, do you guys create a, you guys are basically going to create a Facebook page for the company, or how does that work?
We are, and we're going to make you the owner of your Facebook page. So first off, okay. Let me ask, you don't currently have a business page, right? I didn't see one.
No.
Okay. So we're going to create you a business page, and we're going to send you ownership of it. Do you have a personal page?
No.
No. Okay, so what I'm going to need you to do before Friday of next week, okay, just go on. You don't have to be, like, a Facebook guru or anything. Just go on and create a personal page. You don't even have to put anything on it. Like, it doesn't matter. What we're going to do is we're going to send an ownership to your personal page. So we don't go into your personal page or anything like that. What we want, though, is for you to have access to your business page. Okay.
Right.
But you need a Facebook account to accept the ownership. Does that make sense?
What are your guys'
people kill it on it on Facebook? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens, right, is somebody goes on, let's say I'm on my phone and I'm like, okay, I need a pressure washer, right? And then, I got a work call. I go back to work, right? When I go to my Facebook or Instagram page, bam, pressure washing ads show up on my feed. So it's going to work
what
the
if
same
they have,
way for you.
Sorry, I don't want to cut you off. I'm going to be throwing these questions out, though.
Yeah,
what if if I don't, I'm going to forget. You have like a script, or not a script, but you know what you're going to say.
I don't go off the script. I've been here 7 years. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so I do have a Instagram account for the business page for the
Perfect.
Business.
So we're gonna link your Instagram to your Facebook, so the ads will show on both, right? But we need to create the business Facebook page first to be able to link them.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to do this without creating a personal Facebook account. I don't want a personal Facebook account.
Okay, so we can create
a
business page.
I'll play around with it. Maybe I can create like a personal business account or something like that.
Yeah, just do that. Just create. Just make one that says, you know, Full Season Services or whatever. Like, you don't have to use your name. You could even use like whatever name. It doesn't matter because it's not linked to your business page. Like, people aren't going to be able to see your personal from your business page, but the reason you want it is, okay, so we do the retargeted ads, and you have the, like, click now to call feature, right? So when they call, awesome, you're just getting the calls, but what if they message you on Facebook? You know what I'm saying? So we want you, we're not going to respond to your messages on Facebook, so you want to have ownership to that, too. You know what I'm saying?
I'll figure it out. I'll probably just create like an Allodial Facebook account and then I can
Whatever. You put anything
in the
name.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. And even if you create your own business, like when you're playing with it and you're like, man, I already created a business, that's perfectly fine. We could even rock with that one, you know? But we just got to get in as a manager and then, you know, optimize it and run your ads and stuff, you know?
Okay.
All right. Okay, I have a few questions for the tech side too. The phone number for us to call, right? Do you want us, calling the 650 number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. And then let's see. What's your preferred method of contact from us? Phone calls, emails, texts, or all?
Phone call.
Okay. Just so you know, they do all. Okay. But, I just put phone call preferred. And then I have the service radius. I put the Facebook too that you're going to just create one. You have till next Friday, so you got plenty of time, you know? Okay. So let me schedule your client interview. We block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. Okay. Just so you can plan accordingly. Friday, they have full availability. So the soonest appointment time on Friday is going to be 8 a.m. The latest is 3 p.m. And they have all the slots in between except for the 12 o'clock. What time works best for you?
It's doing 11 a.m. on Friday.
11 a.m. You got it. All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local / CI, which just means client interview. And EN for English, okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number, the same number I texted you. If I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, they'll call you on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now I have it set. So the post date, it's going to process on Friday at 7 a.m. So at 7 a.m., you're going to be triggered your welcome email, which will have your login credentials for your dashboard and your initial invoice too. Okay. If you have questions on any of that, just save my phone number. Don't hesitate to call me. Okay.
Your number was the
711 is my extension, and then you want to call the 877.
Just send me an email.
Already did.
With your info. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And then it should be in your text messages too. So I sent it via email and text.
Right. Yeah. No, I have the text one.
Okay. Awesome. So when you call in, it's going to prompt you for an extension. All you do is put 711 and then bam, you're straight to me. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Sorry. I got Siri's like talking to me. Did you hear? I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't understand. This Apple intelligence stuff is weird.
It's
all right. Any questions for me right now?
Nope.
Okay. So Friday, once you get the login credentials, you could start getting your photos, videos in, etc. And I'll remind you of that too, okay? But I got you in for 11 a.m. for your client interview next Friday, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
and are you going to be calling or somebody else calling?
I'm going to call you. Yeah, so I call you to introduce you to the tech, but it will be one of our technicians. They're the ones that do, like, the keywords,
they're
the website,
do the
et cetera. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so I call and I'm like, hey, you know, this is blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I make sure if you have any questions and stuff first, you know. But
yeah.
I'll be your account team. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Devin. Oh, one more thing, too. I should ask her. Yeah. Devin, it's D-E-V-O-N, right?
I-N.
I-N. Okay, okay. I'll switch it right now. That way all your stuff comes through with the right name.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks.
All right. All right, brother. Congratulations again, okay? I'll talk to you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.
Next Friday. If you have questions before then, too, don't hesitate to call me, okay? I'm here for you.
Okay, sounds good. Cool.
All right,
thank
brother.
You.
All right.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.